الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأقبل به المسور وعبد الرحمن حتى استأذن على عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها. We are still reading this one hadith in this last chapter with regard to the great generosity of Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها. And as we had, and this was common with the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم, as we had read that she used to receive big gifts from Hazrat Muawiyah رضي الله تعالى عنه, and from her nephew also Abdullah ibn Zubair رضي الله تعالى عنه. And she should spend so much in the path of Allah Ta'ala and not keep anything for her, so much so that she had roza and she had nothing for iftari, but she would give away everything. On one occasion where there was just a piece of bread in the house for her iftari, but when a beggar came, she even gave that away, and she did not keep that. So she used to spend a lot, and her nephew, her sister's son, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr رضي الله تعالى عنه, he was not happy about this, that how she should spend. So he spoke about this, and when she came to know of it, she became upset and she took a qasam that she will not speak to him again. She brought him up and they had a great good relationship, and he was very upset that she had taken this qasam that she is not going to speak to him. So Hazrat, as we had read, Abdullah ibn Zubayr رضي الله تعالى عنه spoke to two Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم, Hazrat Miswar and Hazrat Abdul Rahman, that they should get her to break her promise that she had made and that she should speak to him again. So فَأَقْبَلَ بِهِ الْمِسْوَرُ وَعَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ حَتَّى اسْتَأَذَنَا عَلَى عَائِشَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا. Then they agreed, and both of them then went to Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها to go and speak to her. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr رضي الله تعالى عنه was also well. When they got there, قُلْنَا فَقَالَ, then they said to Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها, when they got to her place, أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكِ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. And that khul, the common way and the proper way is to make salam, and then they ask permission. Are we allowed to enter? Can we come in? قالت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها ادخلوا. She said, yes, come in. They asked kulluna, all of us. And she did not know that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr is with them. Can all of us enter who are here? فقالت نعم ادخلوا كلكم. Yes, all of you may enter. ولا تعلموا أن معهما ابن زبير. And she did not know that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr is also with them. And when they asked, can all of us enter? She said, yes, all of you may come in. فلما دخلوا, when they entered now into our house, دخل ابن زبير الحجاب فأتنق عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr, the nephew, and who was loved very much by Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها, and she also loved him, he could not take it anymore, and now was an opportunity. So he went behind the curtain. Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها naturally was observing her parda, and she was behind the curtain. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr had no parda with her, it was his aunt, maternal aunt. So he went and he embraced her immediately. وَتَفِقَ يُنَاشِدُهَا وَيَبْكِ. And then he began begging her, beseeching her, that please, you must speak to me. How can you do this and you don't speak to me? And he began crying. That was behind the curtain. And on this side of the curtain, وَتَفِقَ الْمِسْوَرُ وَعَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ يُنَاشِدَانِهَا إِلَّا كَلَّمَتْهُ وَقَبِلَتْ مِنْهُ. And this side, the two Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who went with, they also now started speaking to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they also beseeched her that she must please speak to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr, and also she must accept from him his requisition that please break your promise, speak to me, I cannot take this that you are not speaking to me. وَيَقُولَانْ, and they added also, إِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ نَهَا أَمَّا قَدْ عَلِمْتِ مِنَ الْهِجْرَةِ, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has forbidden Muslims what you know of, you have the knowledge, she was extremely knowledgeable too with regard to breaking ties with Muslims, that you cannot break ties with Muslims for more than 3 days, you know this also. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لِمُسْلِمٍ أَن يَهْجُرَ أَخَاهُ فَوْقَ ثَلَاثِ لَيَالٍ, and you know that it is not permissible for a Muslim to break ties with a fellow Muslim for more than 3 days. فَلَمَّا أَكْثَرُوا عَلَى عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا مِنَ التَّذْكِرَةِ وَالتَّحْرِيجِ, and they carried on more and more speaking to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, begging her, encouraging her, and they are reminding her of all these things and advising her all the time. تَفِقَتْ تُذَكَّرُهُمَا وَتَبْكِي, then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha began also reminding them, and she also started crying. She also spoke from her side, and she reminded them also of her promise that she made, and that taking a promise is a serious matter. وَتَقُولْ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ وَالنَّذْرُ شَدِيدٌ, I have made a vow, and a vow is not an ordinary matter, it is a very serious matter, it is a matter with Allah Ta'ala, and it is not just to be broken like that. فَلَمْ يَزَالَ حَتَّى كَلَّمَتِ ابْنُ زُبَيْرٍ, then they kept on speaking to her, encouraging her, beseeching her, until finally she did speak now to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr. وَعَتَقَتْ فِي نَظْرِهَا ذَلِكَ أَرْبَعِينَ رَقَبَةً, and because of breaking her vow now, what is necessary according to Sharia, that you must set one slave free. But she set 40 slaves free, not one, 40 slaves. So how much she felt it, that I'm breaking this vow, I've broken it, so now I must put the expiation of it, I have to set free a slave, but not one, 40. وَكَانَتْ تَذْكُرُ نَذْرُهَا بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ, and even after this, many times she should remember this vow that she had made, that she broke it, فَتَبْكِي, and she should cry so much, حَتَّى تَبِلَّ دُمُوعُهَا خِمَارَهَا, until so much so that her tears would make her niqab, her orni, would make it wet, so much she used to cry. So from this there are many lessons to learn. One is that she took this vow of not speaking to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr, and now that she broke it, and why did she take such a vow? This is when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had forbidden, and she took a vow, my whole life I won't speak to him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you have a dispute with a Muslim for up to 3 days, you cannot speak to him, but then you should speak. The answer to this is that this for the matter of deen, it is permissible. And there are other cases in hadith also which are mentioned, where the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum took an oath, made a vow that with their own children they won't speak when they broke a law of Allah Ta'ala. In short, the deen is a serious matter, but we take deen as a very light matter. For us to take a qasam on anything, for us to take anything as lightly as matters of deen, we don't worry about it. Whereas deen was extremely serious, and the Sahaba took it as a very serious matter. So on that basis, she had taken this vow. And also, just to free one slave would have been sufficient. But how serious they took the matters of deen, that she had freed 40 slaves. So this teaches us many, many lessons. One is how they spend in the path of Allah and did not worry about themselves. And when doing good, and somebody advised them, they became upset with that person. Why are you stopping me from this good which I am doing? Today we will take it that this person has got my welfare at heart, and that's why he's telling me not to spend so much. But their iman on akhirat was so great that they did not worry about themselves in the least, but and they would just spend very freely in the path of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a slightest glimpse of these qualities also. Wa akhiru da'wana.